The White House knows to its cost that some in Britain are acutely sensitive about the state of the special relationship, and one of the main purposes of this visit is to insist that it's as strong as ever and even more relevant than it has been in past decades. Today that may be expressed in ceremony and pictures, but when he speaks in Westminster Hall, President Obama is likely to say that America has no closer ally than Britain and that this is a time to strengthen the cooperation between Europe and the USA. He'll argue that the ties are rooted in a set of values, democracy, individual rights and self-determination that are all the more relevant in the world today, and that America and Britain should act not just in narrow self-interest, but in pursuit of these values. No doubt these sentiments will be applauded by members of the government, but perhaps they won't be so keen on the level of spending that they imply.